Two parts of the topic I've chosen to speak on today are addressed at great length in Scriptures. The other part comprises all that Scripture is, from cover to cover in the Bible. We are bombarded daily from all sides, it seems, with information. The definition of information from Webster's Dictionary is the communication or reception of knowledge or intelligence, knowledge obtained from investigation, study, or instruction. I'm going out on a limb here today and say that the definition I just gave you may have been correct when the first dictionary, Richard Mulcaster's Elementary, was published in 1582 of the Common Era, 1,440 years ago. Suffice to say, none of the ways we obtain 99% of our information existed at that time. But I posit that much of the misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation which we are being constantly bombarded with each and every day cannot be classed as either knowledge nor intelligence. Neither has much of it been obtained from investigation, study, or instruction. I'll go so far as to say information is not knowledge, and knowledge is not wisdom. That statement will form the theme for today's message, and we'll keep circling back to it. First, I'd like to ask you, and please feel free to show your hands, if you are aware of and or have used any of these social media platforms or devices. Live streamers, Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, TikTok, TED Talks, bloggers, cell phones, iPads, tablets, MSM, mainstream media, or what we've known as the big name major channels or stations, fake news, Wikipedia. There are many others I have not even mentioned. But I have another question for you. Have you ever heard of WWE? WWE refers to World War Electronics. How would your life be affected in the event of a cyber attack? If the internet went down, would you be able to function? Or is the internet your world? Everybody is so interconnected that we are all constantly absorbing more information than our minds are capable of separating, analyzing, compartmentalizing, and internalizing in a day, let alone instantly. There are also some frightening capabilities that some of these platforms are beginning to display, which ramifications we have not even begun to realize. For instance, just a few days ago, whistleblower Edward Snowden, does anyone remember him? Was posted on Telegram promoting a certain cryptocurrency. Only problem being, it was not really Edward Snowden. Someone had taken his face and his voice to make a fake post. It took some complaining on Twitter to finally bring enough attention for Telegram to remove the fake post. Even though they knew Edward Snowden didn't have an account with them, Telegram ran the post for a week. I won't go further into this angle, but you can see how someone's identity could be stolen, and all the difficulties you'd face trying to clear your name and get back all your information, which most probably would be sold immediately. The consequences of this new illegal access to information is frightening and will only become more so as we rely more and more on digital integration. This is just to point out that not all information we are gathering from all our devices and favored bloggers is accurate. There are so many words coming at us from so many sites and so many people and so many countries all day long. And yes, I'm just as guilty. I spend considerable time on my devices too. Once again, information does not necessarily equate to knowledge. So what is knowledge? Again, according to Webster's Dictionary, knowledge is understanding gained by actual experience, a range of information, clear perception of truth, something learned and kept in the mind. Well, it seems pretty clear that what we are being bombarded with is not all knowledge. Scripture has quite a lot to say about knowledge. In Job 42, verse 3, Job is speaking to God regarding the conversation they had just had previously. In verse 3, "You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.' You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me.'" In verse 5, Job says, "My ears had heard of you, but now mine eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." Here we find that knowledge can only come from actual experience. All the information we can gather does not amount to knowledge. In Romans 11:33, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out." All down through history, each generation has considered itself wiser than the preceding one. Indeed, in today's world, the goal seems to be to completely wipe out the legacy of those who have gone before. This is a very dangerous path to go down. It reminds me of George Orwell's book 1984, where the past was totally obliterated and whole departments of workers did nothing other than rewrite a history that was completely false. As we fill each hour with more and more questionable info, we have to realize that we will be judged by the standards we use to judge our predecessors. In the 21st century, we believe that knowledge comes from all the information we have access to. But again, information is not knowledge, and knowledge is not wisdom. Is this surfeit of information making our world a better place? It has already been documented that continual access to all these devices can be harmful to the health of children and young adults. The world may be awash in information, but there seems to be a distinct lack of wisdom. The sad thing is that people today equate information with knowledge and wisdom, and that is definitely not the case. Thinking that access to more information produces more knowledge and thus more wisdom is actually the opposite from what really happens. The more information we take in without properly interpreting it in context only serves to muddy our understanding without enriching it. even have a whole library on a subject, such as building a house. But unless you've actually built a house, you cannot truly understand what is involved and the problems you might run into. Information is only a prerequisite to knowledge. We are all coming to understand that the information age is not the savior it was touted to be. Everywhere we look, people are held captive by their devices, always hooked on the latest game, the latest Facebook pictures of the newest baby, a new house or apartment, a meal that looks so delicious. Those of us who were around pre-information age didn't think about our neighbors learning a new dance or painting the kitchen a different color. Can it be that many people of this generation think they will find meaning to their lives on social media? We are constantly inundated with more and more information, but we do not seem to realize that it cannot replace wisdom. In order to find wisdom, we have to go beneath all the political partisanship, conspiracy theories, false narratives, and alternative facts. Wherever we look for knowledge, we need to be able to sift through mountains of information before we can find the facts, if we ever do. We read in 1 Timothy 6, verse 20, "Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge." Verse 21, "which some have professed and in so doing have wandered from the faith." Grace be unto you. The internet is filled with any and all sorts of information, but that does not mean you can take it as truth. The internet is really only a platform for whatever anyone wants to post. Not all information is vetted for truth. There are not many people who have the training or the guidance to sift out the truth from the fiction. Another term you've probably heard is fake news. Fake news is used to describe how the mainstream media is twisting and perverting what is happening in the world around us, presenting a biased slant fed to them by government, the medical association, and anyone who could benefit from having folks believe differently from what is actually happening in the world. Fake news has come to be anything one does not want to believe. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He who trusts in himself is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom is kept safe." To ignore real evidence is foolish, but we humans think we can decide for ourselves what is real. In doing so, we are more likely to choose the things that fit our thoughts or our behaviors. We often make information mean and do what we want it to. Thus, fake news is very popular right now. But information does not save us. Information is not knowledge, and knowledge is not wisdom. So what is wisdom? Webster's Dictionary says it is accumulated philosophic or scientific learning, knowledge, insight, good sense of judgment, a wise attitude or course of action. Oh boy, how close do you think that comes to what the Bible says about wisdom? You've heard it said, if we don't learn from the mistakes of the past, we are bound to repeat them. There is wisdom in the past. We need to be aware of those lessons and use that knowledge to make our lives easier. As I said earlier, Every generation thinks they are smarter, more clever than the last. Being smart or clever does not make one wise. There are certain traits that can foretell wisdom. Two of them are humility and compassion. A proud and arrogant person is not often wise. In order to learn and grow, one must be able to listen to others. One who doesn't listen can seldom grow and change. Virtue and goodness are also closely connected with wisdom. Of our own selves, we are not capable of virtue and goodness. They are gifts from God. Wisdom can only come from God and is based on love, mercy, and grace. It does not matter how much information we gather, how much knowledge we accumulate. Wisdom only comes from God. The only way to gain wisdom is found in Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Moral wisdom can only come from submission to God, trusting Him and yielding to Him. In James 1, 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So we see here, as we step back and take a look at how much time we spend on our daily devices, that we may be accumulating a lot of information that is quite meaningless. If we think we are getting truth from the various platforms we follow, we need to hold up several different explanations of the same event or thing. And it won't take long to discover that the story varies depending on which news site, live streamer, or blogger we follow. Information is everywhere and easily discredited with careful checking. Knowledge is that experience we gain from actually doing something and being sure of the outcome. Wisdom is that gift from God which comes along only with continually practicing humility and compassion, virtue and goodness. Think first. Information is not the same as knowledge, and knowledge is not the same as wisdom.